come on strong, don't you, man?
The Rebel is what Johnny's friends and enemies alike called him. And it was no exception when he transferred schools and entered the life of Union High and Ann Evans, the prettiest girl in school.
The kids knew what was coming, and they quickly fled.
But a girl, she saw it all. A girl who met Johnny in the study hall.
And Moose, standing there as big as the sky, said,
"You come on strong, don't you, man?"
Johnny didn't know just what was meant, except his car received a savage dent.
A sudden blow sent him to the dirt. From the ground he heard a voice and the rustle of her skirt.
Look out, Johnny! Look out!
The rebel sprang to his feet in a flash. Moose missed his mark with a right-hand smash.
And Johnny found his chin and connected with a well-placed crash.
They didn't believe their frightened eyes, and stood watching, bursting with pride. She couldn't help feeling what she felt inside.
She kissed him quick, she didn't hesitate. He held her close, but in stepped they.
Johnny soon found himself in court,
described by the city attorney as a terrible sort.
A boy who didn't know wrong from right,
was the first to cause trouble and the first to fight.
It's not true, it's not true, it's not Johnny's fault. Bruce started it all. Johnny only defended himself.
As a tear slowly began to fall from her eye, Ann said,
"He's my guy."
Will the defendant face the court?
Yes, Your Honor.
The court finds the defendant not guilty.
now and for always. I give my heart to you, and as the years go by, it will be true. I'll always hold you near, sure as the stars above, now and
One day, in Teletubbyland, Po heard Lala coming. right inside specially marked packages of Kellogg's Puffa Puffa Rice and Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Get your free
Nelson Mandela
today.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Thank you. you want my face to be. Low, low, rock and roll, daddy. Rock, rock, rock and roll, daddy. Beat, 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 turn, daddy. Dance, 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 go, daddy. Hey, rock now, I want my face to be. Face to be, I want my face to be. Yeah, now. Oh, get out, man. Rock it one time for me now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, the next act showed up. This act has been in radio, this act has been in television, this act has been on record. As a matter of fact, this is the biggest has-been act in the business. I'd like to say that this is one of the greatest acts in the world. I'd like to say that, but I'm just not that big a liar. Here they are, direct from the bar, Homer and Jethro.
He read that just like we wrote it.
Yeah. We'd like to thank Archie Campbell for that nice introduction. Boy, Archie is what I would call a fine gentleman. And he'd better be, because that's what it said on the door I seen him coming out of. We are Homer and Jethro, the Everly Brothers of the Stone Age. Oh, you're all right. Thank you.
I deserve it.
This little feller is Homer. My name is Jethro. And we're not brothers. My brother is living. And kind of wish I was. I don't know if you folks are familiar with what we do or not. We have what they call a singing act. And this thing we're going to do tonight, this singing, it's in stereo. It hurts in two places at once. And by golly, we ought to do something here. We got a great group back here. We have a wonderful band, Mr. Boots Randolph and the Carroll County Car Strippers.
And, well, they're a fine bunch of gentlemen, ain't they?
They sure are. That Boots is probably one of the greatest, he is, without a doubt. And you can figure that out for yourself later. Here's a tune we'd like to do that we had a record on back in Well, I don't remember when the record came out. I do remember it was on a cylinder. It's a little thing called The Shades of Night Were Falling Fast, but I got a pretty good look anyway.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, blubber. Let me scat like a cat away from you. You're too fat in the first place, you know it's true. You're too fat in the second place, too.
When I said that, your bustle was cute as could be. You said, Homer, that's no bustle, that's me.
Oh, turn me loose, please reduce your caboose, blubber. Pound for pound, you're just too round for me.
This thing don't fascinate me.
Don't talk over my solo, please.
Don't play over my talking.
She had 9 buttons on her nightgown, but she could only fascinate.
Think. man from the docks. They are smart. Their brains are half. They never end. Just follow trends. But I am Jack from a burning ring. My face is slack. And I think. Think. I'm too fast to ride. I'm too fast to work. I just burn, burn, burn. But I am Jack from a burning ring. My face is slack. And I think. I just think. I'm too fast to ride. Trades and on free trade. I said eat this grenade. And on free trade. I said eat this grenade.
Y'all that made made America blush. We are featuring on stage Paddy Wagon, the world famous Minsky's Burlesque.
Let's see what we got.
More than complete. Your visit to the theater here tonight, I really mean this, a complete set of the miniature art poses. That's also absolutely free in the big Form 1 competition. Have you got one? Young men in all parts of the theater, we all have the same thing. Be more than pleased to wait upon you. Permit me, please, to say thank you for your very kind and courteous attention.
Thank you. What a scream Muriel made. Obviously, she was afraid. What was it? No one knows. But what you think? In Muriel's clothes, it was a bedbug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. How the bug found the place, no one can tell, it's hard to trace. Her money chest is always shut, but the little bug was right on spot. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. This little bug, I understand, he has the sense of any man. He wait until she sung asleep into her chest. The villain creep, a bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area. Said, I can't believe this little bug have me deceived. Men have tried secretly, but never touch my treasury. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area.
your gun.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. your honey maker. I said, groove your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. Said I got me a girl, she lives up in a tree. Said I got me a girl, she lives up in a tree. She lives up in a tree with a bumblebee. Shake your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. Oh, your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. Oh, 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 oh. I said, shake your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. I said, move your honey maker. Shake your honey maker. I'll shake your honey maker. Oh, 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 oh. She lives up in a tree with a bumblebee. Shake your honey maker. I said, shake your honey maker. I said, groove your honey maker. I said, move your honey maker. I said, move your honey maker. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's see you strut your stuff.
Can you waddle?
Hey, hey, well, get up or get up.
sitting alone on a bench with you, mirrored above in the sky, wondering if you will say goodnight, leave me a grave or goodbye.